Now, there were many heartbreaking images taken of Southern California's wildfires, including one that captured the nation's attention. A dozen firefighters were trapped in a circle of smoke and flames. Reporter Gloria Hillard visited the scene in that photo and spoke with the photographer and the firefighters.
Charcoal chaparral is all that's left on this blackened hillside, dusted with white ash. But the photo of 12 firefighters cocooned in silvery space blankets in a circle of flames has left a ghost imprint here. L.A. Times photographer Karen Tapia Anderson had been on the scene only a few minutes when the firefighters' hose burned and they lost water.
The flames just surrounded them. And at that point, that's when my heart started to drop for those guys.
1404 Alpha, we have no water. I need any engine with water to my location down here at engine 22 immediately.
You're thinking at this point, are these men going to make it? And when you see them struggling to get into those fire shelters, and they're struggling because the wind's blowing them and they can't even get in them, that's when I lost it. You know, I'm shooting it, but I'm fearful for their lives. I'm so fearful for their lives.
Finally, volunteer firefighter Dave Hunt, along with the other 11 firefighters, managed to deploy their flimsy shelters.
It seemed forever. Yeah, it seemed like we were in there for a really long time, but I think it was only for a few minutes, about maybe 5 minutes. But I feel really lucky to be here.
On the hot ground next to him was Mark Grossman. Grossman, a 27-year veteran of Volunteer Fire Station 16, could only think of the promise he had made a few months earlier to his best friend, the father of the rookie firefighter in the shelter next to his.
And I told her father that I would make sure I was watching out for her, take her, you know, under my wing somewhat.
We can use air support over here ASAP.
I have her, you know, with fire coming over her. So I was talking to her, and I go, oh, my God, your father is going to kill me. And then all of a sudden she says to me, and my sister is too. And then there was a little bit of quiet. So in the quiet, she got a little nervous. So she started to sing. And all of a sudden you hear this, hand me down that can of beans, hand me down that can of beans. So she started singing because there was just that quiet moment and it was unsettling. And then
photographer Karen Tapia Anderson continued shooting and something else.
I started to pray, literally just pray for these men because nothing was happening. No, it was like there was no help in sight.
Firefighter Dave Hunt said that's what he did as well.
I said a little prayer, and I was just hoping to see everybody again. And when we heard the rotor blades from the helicopter, I felt really good. I felt really relieved.
22, here comes the drop.
The water-dropping helicopters put out the flames that surrounded them, and one by one, bright yellow emerged from the silver blankets. In the photographer's lens was the rookie firefighter, a smiling 29-year-old Michelle Parks. She only wishes she'd sung a different song up on that hill, because back at the fire station, it's become her serenade.
I've heard it repeatedly. Regretfully, that's the song that I chose.
Veteran photojournalist Karen Tapia Anderson has covered many fires in her career, but none had compared to this wildfire, she says. Her last pictures of the scene were of firefighters sitting on a curb.
The paramedics came, gave them water, gave a couple oxygen, checked their blood pressure, and they all wanted to go right back on the line. I found that amazing.
And the weary volunteer firefighters did go back to work. They would be on the front lines for another 6 days. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.
You can see some of Karen Tapia Anderson's photos of the trapped firefighters at npr.org.